infinitesimal days in the Ran still. The Ramasla Hacha Shani, the Ramasla Gura, the bottom Ran. So Morris says that you're comparing it to the Lach of a person's Makadish, one woman after the Lamed Yom, then he's Makadish a second woman during that time period. That the Kedushin on the second, the Kedushin of the first one is Kal, or excuse me, the Kedushin of the woman who's going to be married first is Kal, and once it's Kal, it's Leipaka. So we're also, once the Kedushin, even though he said it should be early after 30 days, then he says that it should be a Shlomim now, so the Shlomim now is Kal, and once it's Kal, when it comes 30 days, the shlam is not paka, and the oil can't be chal. So Morris says, that's like a case of iskachi lach alam adyayim, even though he says zach lamos. Morris says, the chiddush, so Morris says, what, that pshita, so Morris says, no, the chiddush is even though the person was chayser. So the Morris says, so hanicha, if you hold, by the case of kedushin, she can't be chayser. So over here also, you can't be chayzer, and so we don't look at the kedushas shlomim as an act of a chazora on the kedushas oilo, because you can't be chayzer. But once it's chal, we have a new problem with the paka b'chdi. But you tell me you can be chayzer, so why don't we look at the kedushas shlomim as an act of chazora on the kedusha oil? And the reason why it's not oil is not chal is not because kedusha lapaka bichti, it's because you were chayzer. The Mercy is over here, you can't be chayzer because I'm a rosh l'gubah, I'm a rosh l'hedjit. I feel a mandam rachasim chazeris, hacha lomotzi hadarbe. So based on chazor alone, so the shlomim would not be mafkiya the oil, but based on the rule of kedusha lapaka bichti, so once the shlomim is chal, because during the 30 days, you don't need chazar for it to be chal. There's no kedusha yet. Once it's chal, the kedusha b'chag b'di and the early can't be chal. V'im timer zok dera. V'tehavi nami ki masira. Even if you tell me I'm a rasa the gavoy, ki masira rasa lehed yet. Even if it's like masira, akate emay loy motzi harder bay. Kimin delo chal hektish ad shloshim yoyim. So the kedusha is not chal yet. Why can't you be chayzer? The nehi darmina b'ksuvis uba metzia, which they have over here in the horror, that it's not found above metzia. Meshach parazu v'lo tikna l'cho ad lachar shloshim yom. The Gemara says, even though that should, the Gemara says, if a man tells another person, take do mashicha now, and you'll be cut after 30 days. So if it's kaima ba'agam, the kaima ba'agam loy kana, but uba b'medes b'chazera is kana. So you see, it's called after lamayim, even though you gave it over and it's sitting b'chazera. But that's only hanodafka b'shalachazer by bintai. That's only if the person the makta wasn't chayser. Avachazer by. So, you need a das makta. You need a das makta should be here on day lamed. And if he's being chayzer, there's no das makta. So the same thing over here also. The gemara nami nihi dehavi kimesira. So even if it's like he gave it over, it's like a medes bechazer, like he gave it over. But kibin the hashul lechel, amay lo motzi the meherbe. Why can't you be chayzer? So amir rosh legoy kimesir rosh lehedyet doesn't answer the question why you can't be chayzer. Okay, b'yeshlar medachir meaning kimesir rosh lehedyet. Kimesir rosh lehedyet doesn't mean only that. The physical act of giving it over, it means bekinyan mamashal hedjikomer. Amir lagavoy is equivalent of kinyan for a hedjit. Ukamoy the omer may actually lacher shloshim yom dami. So it's not a case of a person said I'm being makted to you after lamadjom. It's a place a person said I'm being makted to you may actually lacher lamadjom. So if I say you can be choiser. But if I say me'achshav lachal amadayim, you can't be choiser. So, because the haknoah betzim starts now. So amiros the gemara is just lahed. It makes it as if the haknoah starts now. Okay. The man of the mechatzin has to. So that's what we're adding right now. Why? The mikora nami have isir lon damir legoy kimisir lehedit. We knew this concept before. Haraya the mishum hachi makshin and pshita. The more as the kasha pshita. Where's the phrase? The more. The more it says he's kashlach alamayim, the kodesh of mishin is achlamos. The more says pshita. So the Gemara that moment, but you ask the question: what does it mean kipshita? What do you mean pshita? Lachara. If it's just a mira without any type of chalois, obviously kepi chalach alamayim. It's called a kinyanot. Right? So the Ram before said, the Gemara right now is relying on the idea that it says later on, Amir Lagoiki Mesir Lehejit. In the Ram Dir Ramas Kapshita, the last line of that Ram, they share with Amaskana Samach. We're relying on what we're going to say at the end. So it means we knew that idea at the beginning. So what then, what's this conversation? At that stage of the more new Amir Lagoy Kim Sir Lahajit. Therefore, we don't have a problem called Sukanyanoi, it's not a problem. And therefore, Kibi Chalach Allah Majoim. But that even if you're Chayzer, you can't do Chazorah, that we didn't know yet. That it's better than Masira, that we didn't know. So Mesira Lehedit means over here not just a physical act of giving it over, but giving it over with Kenya, which means you're saying it should be Chal now. So this is like saying Me'achshav. So let's just finish the din. So here we are saying like this: we say that the Amira Gavur the Kmasir Lehedit. It's like you're saying Me'achshav V'lach Alamidim. So he's saying that when he says Kedusha Zoyla, he means it's Me'achshav V'lach Alamidim. Then he puts Kedusha Shlomim on it. So the Mora says that you can't be Chayzer, but meanwhile you can put Kedusha Shlomim on it. And what's Kedusha Shlomim is Chal. So then you have a problem with Paka Bekhti, and when the Kedusha Zoyla is supposed to come on day 30 in Michal, it can't be Chal, because the Kedusha Shlomim is there. So how does Me'achshav V'lach Alamidim work? So one way to understand the Mora says that Me'achshav V'lach Alamidim works like it's like a Tanai. That I'm giving to Me'achshav. If L'ach Alamidim, you still want, it's still available to be kind, etc. So when over here I'm being makdashed as an oil me'achshav, if after lamadayim it's still here, okay? So come lamadayim, it's still here. Retroactively, it was chal, and then the shlomim is not pakah b'chdi, and everyone is a shlomim. Now it's a toast. Now that you say you work retroactively, it means really it was an oil the whole time. So how could the kedusha shlomim be chal? So you have to learn them like the other side over there in the Gemara kedushin that doesn't work like a tanai. It works like a process of a extended chalois, which means I'm starting the process of the chalois now, and it's nigmar after 30 days. So Kolzman, it's not Nigmar. We're being Mechadish right now, even though the process is in being processed for 30 days. But since it's not fully processed, another Kedusha can be Chal. And once that happens, there's no, you can't be Geimer that first Kedusha. That would be the Kiddush of our Gemara. So the Ran. The person says sellers of the stock for after shoshim yom the loymotzi harder but he can't be chayzer the mirror the goy kemesir the gemur the head yadami. So beyond the issue of a netter issue, but there's a momentous issue that when you say it should be the stock, it's like you transferred it over to the rishus of the aniyim.
Yeah, but okay. But why can't I then, you know, just like the shlomim here, sort of override that?
You can override it by putting out the kedusha on it, but you can't be chayzer. So over here, all you can do is put a kedusha on it, and then once comes day 30, that kedusha prevents other kedusha from being chal. But over here, if I'd be mocked it to somebody else, when it comes day 30, it's too late.
So that's the only type of sort of transfer would be a kedusha transfer.
No, you could theoretically transfer to something else. When it comes day 30, that transfer will be bottled.
Right. So the kedusha is the only transfer that would have sort of
it has staying power because kedusha lo paka b'kli. This situation we're saying this din hani mila libet the rapada the shilak dushes domim le pocket bechdi. So.
We were taught this by
Kedusha. So, is a Kedusha Dome in the pocket of the I will rub it by the shell of Kedusha Dome in the pocket of the I mean, this whole Kiddush of this Gemara that Amir Lagokim Masir Lahedjit, it's better than Masir Lahedjit, it's like a full-fledged Haknoa, that's all necessary to be Masber according to Rapada. So we'll learn up the Braisa. It's two cases of Kedusha's Domim. And he's saying it should be a Shlomim for 30 days and then an oil. And that's an oil. Fine. You know. What's the problem with that? In the case of Lidmei. And the only problem the war had, he takes the robot to buy Kedusha Domim Lamali. After the Dachik Navshe Lamemer, Rabbi will say, okay, Zubin Tarkler Mizu Ketani. Kedashim Dachvose Bishas Tuba. So you say two cases. Now, the first case was Shlomim Oila. The second case was Oila Shlomim. The second case was Shlomim Oila. So had you written the other way around, the order the other way around, we'd say, listen, the first case would be your Makt is a Shlomim and then Oila. So you say, you know what? Yeah, since Oila is more Chomer, the Oila can override the Kedusha Domim's pocket with D, and now it becomes an Oila. There may be Oila Shlomim, where it's Oila first, which is more Chomer, maybe you don't say that pocket with D and becomes a Shlomim afterwards. No, it's not the second case, even that. But now that you wrote the case of Oila Shlomim first, so that, if that's true, Kavu Chomer, Shlomim Oila. Zu Bein Tzarech Lomer Zu. Okay. Hilchach, Lididhu Efshad and Ehid Amir Legoi Kimsir Lehedit. We have a din shas of kimisir lehedit dummy, but honey mila kimisir greater. But lemeyashiv is not. You don't say it's kimisir together with the word meyashiv. Like kimisira de me ella kimisira de meyashiv loy. But it's not a misira of meyashiv. The efshar shatikna yoser amira mi misira. Hilchach leditu harmer reizu or lelachar lamedyam yochalachzibay. If a person just said, so the person can be chayzer, pluktehi birushalmi. So applying that to the case of the Selalutstaka, so Rabbi and Abayi are saying, you could be chayzer. it's a machlokes in Yerushalmi whether you can be chayes in that case. So we can learn up that Rabbi and Abaya are arguing about Pad on that point.
So in our Masechta,
okay,
you should really only teach the first case.
Zot the Gemara.
You need to teach the case two. Why? Because
we're holding on Chav Tesu and Bey's third line from the bottom. Yosef, Rabbi Oven, Rabbi Yitzchak, Berebi, Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So Berebi means the title of Kovod. He was considered one of the greatest of the generation. Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyahu.
It's necessary.
It was like dozing in and out. So they were Talmidim, and they were sitting there. The Rebbe was dozing a little bit, and they were discussing something. Okay, so sometimes when you're in that type of state, so you hear something which grates on your ears, you wake up. So that's what's going to happen. So they were saying, Yasi Ka'amr, the Rapada the Omer Padon, Chayzis Vikurchis, the Rapada says back in the beginning of the Sugya that if he's Makdash to Achi Yitzitsu, so even after you put it, automatically it becomes hektish again. He put in place multiple hektishes, a hektish for now, and a hektish should be chal after he's put it, etc., etc., etc. So tipshet the boy Rav Hoshi, l'char we have a raya to Rav Hoshi Yishayim. Okay, hanoisin shtei prutais leisha. A person gives a woman two prutais. Bar malah, ba'achas he's kachi li hayam. So he's been Mekadosh twice, once for now, and once in Shemichal after he divorces her. So since he divorces her, he's marrying her again. Okay. What's his motivation? He has a bad temper, and he's going to do it, and he knows he doesn't really want to do it. So let's take care of the issue up front. So the more wants to know whether does that work. The issue being the state of being Mekadosh a woman after she's divorced and she's a penuria again is not here yet. So can't, other hand, she's a penuria right now. So he has a kayak of kedushin right now. So hakanami dahabi kedushi. So lechar, we that's mamash this case over here. You're being makdish it now. You're being makdish it. Shmichal after you part it. Look, that state of being is not here yet. But since right now it's chulin, right? So as soon as you're makdish it, you can't be makdish it. It's hektish. It's not yours. Well, it's like I'm being makdish it. I'm being makdish it after I'm going to buy it back. So opinion is a form of buying it back. So Reuven sells his field to Shimon, and he says that when I buy it back, I'm going to sell it to Levi. So that's very nice. You don't have it right now, so it's lo b'loilim. But the mile of this case over here is when he's saying it is b'loilim. Right now, he does own it. So that's the shayla. But you see over here that it works, so case of kedushin should work also. So it's the Behud Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu woke up. And he woke up on them, literally, you know, that he heard this thought, and it grated on his ears, and he woke up and he said, what are you talking about? Amar lehu, mai kamedamisun pidon hu lepidon macherim. You are equating a case of pidon hu to a case of pidon acherim. In other words, if the person would say, I mean, makdish it now, I mean, makdish it that after somebody else has paid it, and I buy it from that person, then I'll be makdish it now for them. That doesn't work. Because Hachem Rabbi Pidon who chayes for kedushas according to Rabbi Pada, or he's Rabbi agreeing with Rabbi Pada. If the person has paid it, it becomes kedush again. Even if he'll buy it from those acherim, ain't chayes for kedushas. V'isha kibdo acherim dami.
The case with Isha is like a case where there is another party involved over here. We'll see the answer why that's true. But let's finish up the Gemara. Itranami, Amribirmi, Amribirchen, Lashana, Elisha, Badon, who? Badon, Macherim, Ein Chesis, Mekadoshis. So I have the ability to be Makdash it right now. So it's not the Dabar Shabbat Adam said, right now I have no power over the item. And I want to effect some type of a chalois on the item which I don't have power around. So that's the problem. That's called Dabar Shabbat Adam. I want to effect a chalois on something which I have power around. Okay. So that I could do. I want to effect that it should be, even though I'm going to not put it into a state where I lose my power, when I get my power back, I want it. So comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, but once you, it goes to a state where I lose any type of power over it, so I'm active, then I have ability to be part of it. So even after I'm active, I have ability to get it back. So when I put it in fact originally, I was putting the fact originally with the understanding that I have the ability to, I have even then some power over it. But if someone else has part of it, I can't make him sell it to me. So I lose all power over the item. So even though I'm trying to put it in place now, that should be chal for when I do buy it back from him, but that's lo b'loilam, because maybe I won't be able to buy it back from him. So I put in, then it goes into a state of something which I lose total control. So that doesn't work. So Zuck the Gemara, when the man's regards the woman, there's a party over here called the woman now who has to decide if she wants to marry him again. He has no power over her. That's like going into somebody else's hands. He's Mekadosh her now, and now she's agreeing, and she's agreeing for then, but when that then comes, she says, I'm not interested. So it comes out, he has no power over it. He loses total power. So that's the equivalent of the Pidom Acher. Okay. Let's make a dent in the runs. Tisha the Bar Bashi. So you see over here the Christ of Kadosh is Khanami the Havi Kiddushi. Ti Hekhel Mina Bemastis and Chechel the Haktish and the Tia Salalu, Lacha Shayiftu. He's being Makdish now and he's being Makdish for the future after you're part of them. Vichal Kadosh Alayu. And the Kadosh works. Avagav the Loy Iktishinu. He doesn't do a new Maisa of being Makdish then. He's relying on the Maisa of being Makdish earlier. The kedusha work. Even though he doesn't do a new ma'aseh kedushin after he divorces her, the ma'aseh kedushin of earlier works for now. Okay. So Moore says, Rav Yirmiyah said, "Lashanu el shepadom hu." The king of the padom who. He's being part of it. Well, I am in the Tila Salah Mirishus Hakdish, or Mirishusai, Dinushiho Chaises with Kadoshis. It was either in his Rishus or the Rishus of Hakdish. Avapatom Acherim, somebody else's part of it. Afila Hiknisum Achakach, the Rishus, even though that person then gave it to him, in Chaises with Kadoshis. The Baalim Rishonim lost all power over it. So at that moment he lost all power. So now it's a Lord Bala Olam. And then when it does come into his Rishos, it's like a new Maisa. So Basar Shatinami Kishachnitzum Acherim L'Rishusay Loi Chayim. And Anisha is like Bidoma Karim Damya, and that we'll leave. I want to run through that. We'll leave that for Monday morning. Okay.